Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hey, anybody want to go to Hawaii?
I do.
Oh, me too. All right, we'll just go. Or we could give it to a listener. Hello, listeners. Alani Resort. It could be yours. A one-of-a-kind Disney experience in Ko'olina, Hawaii. Right now, caller number 97, 800-400-3697. You win a Disney gift card if you're calling 97, and you're in the running for this week's grand prize vacation for 4-2 Alani Resort. Winning is all day long, 9, noon, 3, and 5. Today and tomorrow are the final days to get qualified for this week's trip. Congrats to Mindy.
Oh, Mindy.
Mindy from Santa Rosa, who won last week's trip. That could be you next week. It's very exciting. Call now. Hooman is picking up the phone calls. And in the meantime, we're going to squeeze in a few texts.
Same number you're calling is the number you can text, 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive. Here's a couple. I felt so bad for Nicole. It was hard to watch the bullying.
Oh, it was awful, Vinny.
It sounds like it. My goodness, that poor girl.
It was awful. They just trashed her. Like, they just rolled over her.
Not watching BB, but people are saying it's full of bullies and racists.
Mm. Sounds great, doesn't it?
You should watch it.
That snitch baller is D'Angelo Russell, Vinny. New Warrior guy. Yeah, that's the tone that everybody took with him was, you're a snitch and nobody liked him. And there he is going like, I was just hacked. Mm. Like, what else could he say at that point? Like, now he's got to publicly be all...
Oops.
Yeah.
I was just kidding. I mean, JK. I was hacked. I mean.
Whoa.
And Iggy Azalea's like, my new favorite basketballer is.
D'Angelo.
Right.
What's his full name again?
D'Angelo Russell.
Okay. He's good.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to like him, right?
He's good and he's young. Yeah.
And he won't stand for a woman being cuckolded.
If that guy's voice gets any lower, it'll fall out of his butt.
It's funny. Just going like this. That's not singing. No, it isn't.
Hey, Alice fam. You guys are the best. I just want to tell you totally make my mornings and appreciate you. So much fun with all of you. XO.
Oh, XO, XO, XO. Back to you. XO, XO. X, 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 X. Whoa, 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 whoa. XO, XO.
Been today singing both hoes and different area codes, and I hit it first. It's so funny. Love you guys.
Yeah, it's fun when you sing. Any other reason singing you got on tap over there?
Just went to Rosarita Beach with a bachelorette party. Stayed at an Airbnb in a gated community. Pool guy was cleaning the pool as we were leaving for dinner. Owner told us he would be there, so came back that night, and we'd been robbed. Some money and some electronics were stolen. As much fun as we had, we'd never go back.
Awful. That sucks.
Vin,
like they
I'm
took precautions and still get ripped off.
Mm-hmm. Vin, I'm Mexican and I won't go to Mexico. Shoot, I don't even go tent camping anymore because it's too dangerous.
Mm.
Yeah, I hate to say it. It's not something that I'm happy about. I love Mexico.
Yeah.
Everything
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
But I don't think I would take my family camping there.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not reading that one.
Why? What's the matter with it?
Is it Vinny's my favorite? I love him.
Someone did write that.
I know. There was a couple of those
today. He would read that one.
Yeah, I would read that one. Yeah.
Is it Hooman's my favorite?
Yeah. If it's Hooman or Sarah, forget it.
No.
Only the Vinny ones.
No, it was Hooman's gay. It was another Hooman's gay comment. I was trying not to read it, but now you've made me.
Oh, that's what we do.
I tried to skip it.
Hooman's still getting...
There it is.
No.
Oh, you're
I'm
done? Okay. Gay. You want to start the movie review?
I'm gay.
Stop.
Whatever it takes, wherever it breaks, News 10.
Busting the club.
All right,
we're
everyone.
In.
Before we get to the huge movie review, I want to tell you a quick something.
Oh.
I am emceeing
a something.
I am emceeing a gala.
Oh.
And
what?
It's I'm emceeing
gay.
I'm emceeing.
Did your doctor give you a note that you could go do that?
Well, it doesn't require like much exercise. It just requires giving out of the goodness of my heart.
Work out.
Girl, look at that body.
So it's for a restaurant called the Old School Cafe, and this woman started it in 2004. And what she does is she takes foster kids who have no families and kids who have been incarcerated who have no one, and she teaches them how to be waiters and chefs and hosts. And it's called the Old School Cafe. It's S-K-O-O-L Cafe. It's in Hunters Point. And if you'd like to join me, it's August 22nd. I put all the info on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Love to see you there. All right, everyone. Here is your review of...
I'm gay. Oh, you know what's awesome? I have the lyrics here as it plays. Listen
to this.
There's
lyrics?
Yeah.
No.
That is so awesome. I can't pronounce any of those words, though.
Nope.
Here's your review of The Lion King 2019. It stars Chiwetel Ejiofor, bless you.
Thank you.
James Earl Jones, Seth Rogen, Keegan-Michael Kay, Donald Glover, and the greatest of them all, Beyonce.
Queen Bey.
Queen Bey.
And is directed by Jon Favreau. Bey. So this version of Lion King is an exact remake of the 1994
scene
version.
Scene by scene?
Pretty much.
Scene by scene, shot by shot. So after the murder of his father, a lion cub named Simba flees the kingdom but eventually returns to face his father's murderer. Well, Bryn, here it is. The most obvious question of them all. Is the 2019 live-action version of The Lion King better than the 1994 animated version?
I wouldn't say it's better at all. I think that there are a couple of different lines that they change up. So there's like, I don't know, maybe five different...
Do they make an iPhone reference or something?
They make a couple of references that maybe can be more... More recent seeming.
One of them opens up a laptop or something.
So predictable. Well, I think that we know this film too. So if you are like me and I loved it so much.
Right.
So what's the problem? Why didn't this work? Why does The Lion King only have 60% on Rotten Tomatoes?
Which isn't bad, by the way. I think Rotten Tomatoes is a hard critic site. Sometimes I love movies that are
20%.
20%.
Right. Yeah.
So I wouldn't say it's that bad, actually. I can't answer that question.
All right. Well, let's go to the next one. Every critic who didn't like this film ultimately said the same thing, which is Lion King 2019 was lacking soul. What happened in 1994 when you saw Mufasa die?
Oh, man.
And what happened in 2019 when you saw Mufasa die?
You know, the dying wasn't...
Tell us about how old you were in 94 when you saw it.
How old was I in 94? I was 11 years old. And I loved it. Either way, it was...
No, well, what happened during the dramatic scenes when you were 11? Tell the truth.
They
don't
show anything where it's graphic. They show him kind of...
They show the stampede, and then they show his figure.
I want falling. The truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Did you cry in 1994 as an 11-year-old watching this?
Absolutely did.
You cried at his death?
At his death. Oh. Thinking
it's early
about,
on, man.
Well, you're relating to your dad and all that. Suppose, and, like, you know, the kid runs up and he's like, Dad, wake up.
Did you cry in 2019? Did you cry?
In 2019, I fully expected it, so I didn't cry. And I was with my nephew, so I was like, I can't cry. But you know what's funny is
did he cry?
He cried.
He did cry.
I cried during the happy parts, which is bizarre because I didn't as a kid. Mm. I didn't appreciate it as much. So the cool, beautiful... really cinematography, kind of, I guess, CGI, was really beautiful. It was like watching National Geographic, but the animals talk. It's bizarre. Mm. And by the way, Human pointed out to me during the middle of the movie, hey, the lions have no balls. I'm like, what? Right. So then I started looking.
All right, so listen.
None of the animals have balls?
Yeah,
National Geographic shows balls.
Three quarters of the way through. I didn't notice that at all.
I noticed it immediately. I'm like, oh, my God. They basically castrated everybody in this film.
So unfortunately, I'm sitting there like, looking
because
for balls now. Because
I watch National Geographic all the time on YouTube. All the time.
So you see balls all the time.
You see balls everywhere. You see balls flopping around everywhere.
my God, dude.
Is that too much?
Animals do have balls.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So, I didn't think you were going to bring that up.
But do you notice it immediately is the question.
Sometimes you do.
Dude,
if they're in the photo, you notice them. A lot of animals have really big balls, bigger than you'd think, you know?
We watched this film in the best movie theater in the entire world, Dolby.
You noticed that there were no...
And so you notice everything. The cinema... anyway, let's just go.
They castrated all the animals.
I'm out of words.
Did they have buttholes?
Oh, as Sarah!
Oh, I can't say that? Oh, sorry. Do they have middle of the butt dots?
As far as we can tell, they did.
I'm talking about animals, for God's sake. Everything, they're animals.
Everything is.
Oh, even my cat's butts around me all the time. You know?
You got one day to watch it. Don't remind me.
Bryn, should
I? Do they?
Bryn.
Should Isla watch it?
Yeah,
I think.
Should Isla see it?
I blame you.
I didn't do anything.
I don't think it's that bad for Isla to watch.
I think it is bad for Isla. Do not take Isla to see this. She's not ready for it.
She can see it.
She's not ready.
I'm not doing it.
Don't do it.
The kids will appreciate it more than I did, only because I have something to reference.
If you have a sensitive kid, keep them away from this
movie. You can probably get The Lion King. Once you pay for Disney Plus, which I'm sure you're going to do when that debuts, you'll have The Lion King animated one. There was no need for this one.
How's Chewie Tell? Is he the best part of the film?
Oh, he's great.
Which?
Scar.
Oh, as Scar.
He's the best part.
Scar's the meat.
All right, let's hear Queen Bee.
Oh, here you go.
How is she?
Is that like the whole Jungle's their gospel choir?
I don't remember this song in the film. I think this is new.
The original, this is a new song. This is during the part after he kind of grows up, you know, and he transitions with. And I leaned over you and told you this is new.
Oh, you did?
During that moment.
I guess I was still looking at the
balls. Yeah,
balls.
Probably. Probably looking for balls.
Sum it all up, let me just say this. There have been three films recently that have been remade by Disney, Aladdin, Lion King, and Dumbo. Out of the three, I thought the remake of Dumbo was the best.
I agree.
Thank you so much. The special effects of Lion King are mind-blowingly amazing.
Are mind-blowing, yeah.
But crazy. I was never, like, deeply moved, you know? And if you're a young kid, like, I kind of felt like it was lacking soul, too. If you're a young kid, this might be too much. Parents, like, you know, try parenting. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Scar is the best part of this film. I'm going to go ahead and give it three Persian rugs.
I think that it was super visual. I loved the visual. I thought it was amazing. Technology is crazy. Did it need to be done? Not really. The kids will love it, though, so it is critic-proof. I'll give it 2.5 stars.
Oh, damn, Bryn.
Half credit. Well, great job, guys.
Yay!
I'm looking forward to your review of the live action The Little Mermaid at some point, whenever that happens. All right. Thanks.
And great job out of you for almost getting us in trouble.
Well, I didn't think very hard about
it. You didn't think.
She's hungry right now. I'm starving.
My stomach's all hollowed out.
No more words.
BH.
The end.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's so nice when someone has your back. Thanks, Yuzi.
I got you,
people. Thanks for
always
having us. Good.
Bright, orange, sunny shirt.
She's so summery.
Yeah.
You look like you're ready for a vacation. Oh. One more wake up, guys. And Big Brother on tonight.
Oh, I thought you said one more week. I was like,
no, one more wake up.
Wake
just
up.
One. We have to get up. We have to get up at the crack, before the ass crack of dawn, one more time tomorrow.
Got it.
That's no good either.
Just don't.
Okay.
Let's just run out.
Let's run for it. Let's get out. Let's run for it. Bye, guys. See you tomorrow.
Lexi's we'll next, running. Everybody.
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.